for women and children in crisis since 1955. There's been a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care and where lives have been changed and are being changed. That's at the Evangel Home of Fresno. And thanks for joining us with the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. This is Heartline.
Well, generally, I'm introducing Jim Talk at this point, but Jim is otherwise occupied. We just wrapped up the annual banquet for the Evangel Home, and you can hear all the hustle and bustle as folks are fellowshipping and getting to know each other in the background. And I was requested to bring my recording equipment and do a little bit of a program after the fact. So I'm going to pick on the people who were at the table with me, table number 30 at the Evangel Home banquet. The lady who said, "Ken, it was nice talking to you." I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, you're not done talking to me yet." You are?
Jerry.
Jerry. And what's your connection with Evangel Home?
My daughter works for Evangel Home.
What do you do, Jerry?
Well, I work for the state. I work for a civil rights agency.
So from your daughter working for Evangel Home, what have you heard about the ministry or just being here tonight? What's the feel you get for the Evangel Home?
Well, I just thought it was amazing. I just love the testimonies, you know, the individuals who have graduated from Evangel Home and just the success stories. And for me, it really puts it in perspective that, you know, every day we go along, you know, doing things that are not going to be important at the very end. And it just left me with a good feeling of wanting to serve and to do more in my own life so that I could be a light in other people's lives.
Encouragement to each and every one of us that we never know the difference we're making in somebody's life.
Right, exactly.
One of the featured folks on stage tonight was
Lisa Tauzik.
And Lisa, what do you do at Evangel Home?
I work in the daycare.
And how long have you been doing that?
About a year and a half now.
Yeah, when you got up and were speaking tonight, you said you went ahead and took the job and, you know, it would be something that tied you over until something better came along.
That is true. And then I figured out that I actually enjoyed being there and I wanted to be there. So I am still there today.
Your story was you came from Florida. What transplanted you from Florida to Fresno?
Well, I was living in Florida for junior high school and college, and the circle of friends that I had and the lifestyle choices I was making, I realized weren't getting me very far quickly. So I just figured I needed to get far away and just make a new group of friends and just kind of start over. So I have a brother in Oakland, and there was an internship opportunity in Fresno. So I packed up my little Corolla and I moved out here and decided, why not stay? And now looking back, I can see how this job really was probably the best choice I could have made at that time.
All right, Lisa, well, God bless you. Thank you for your service at Evangel Home, and thank you for sharing it with us tonight.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for being here.
And your predecessor in daycare was Kara. I know you.
Yeah, absolutely you do.
You and Jerry and Chubbs came out to the radio station, what, about a year and a half ago?
Yes, me and the famous Chubbs, we were there.
Famous Chubbs. Chubbs, for those who don't know, you're also very active in Fresno Bully Rescue, and Chubbs is a pit bull, and he's just a complete pussycat, isn't he?
Yeah, I tell people he's my 80-pound lap dog, and that sums him up very well.
When you were handling the daycare at Evangel Home, what you would do is you would take Chubbs in and visit with the children.
Yes, once a week on Mondays, I would take him all day, and he would play with the kids, he would sleep with the kids, he would read stories with the kids, so he really became the mascot for daycare, and when he wasn't there, they would say, "Well, Teacher Kira, where's Chubbs?" And I said, "Well, he's at home. Well, why isn't he here?" So they missed him more than they missed me, I think.
What are you doing nowadays?
I am in the middle of my graduate program. I'm at Fresno State studying school psychology, so I have another year and a half left, and then I'll be all done and out working, and when I'm not doing that, I'm playing with Chubbs, and actually having him at the Evangel Home spurred something greater for him. He is now a certified therapy dog, and as of tomorrow, he will take his final test with Valley Children's Hospital, and we will be visiting kids, so it's become an amazing legacy for him.
So Chubbs is pretty much employed in full-time ministry then, isn't he?
He is, and it's very, it's amazing to see what he's doing, and I've been so blessed to see how the kids respond to him and how he just loves unconditionally. It's really amazing.
That was a very unique angle of learning, you taking in the gentle as a dove pit bull to interact with the children at Evangel. Do you miss Evangel Home?
I do. I keep up with them on Facebook, and I try and go out there as often as I can. And every time I go, I miss it. There's always a piece of me that will be there.
Another person involved with the Ministry of Evangelism who was up on the podium tonight was?
Rick Farr.
You've got a kind of a unique angle with Evangelism. You do chapel services there.
Yes, I do.
And you've been doing that, what, 1, 2, 3 years?
35.
35 years. That would be, what, 1978?
Yes, it would. And I think I was there to help Moses down from the mountain.
You carried one of the tablets, right?
Exactly. I dropped one.
So going back to 1978, what made you decide to get plugged in at Evangel Home with the chapel services in the first place?
Well, what was great about that, a friend of mine was a pastor, took me under his wing. He took me to the Evangel Home, and he taught me how to do it. And then he said, would you like to do it? And I did it once, and he said, now it's yours. And I love it, just love it.
That's rather remarkable in this day and age of people flaking out and moving on, 35 years. God bless you.
Thank you. It's been an honor for me, truly. It has. I'm the one who's been blessed.
Part of what you shared tonight was, inevitably, in the chapel services of sharing the gospel, you've had the honor of seeing a few people come to salvation. What was the guesstimate you had?
About 1,000 people.
1,000 people.
Give or take a few. Maybe more.
What did you think of the banquet here tonight?
I loved it. I let the people see how important their help is to the Evangel Home, and got to see the lives that are transformed. And that's the whole key. They're transformed into these beautiful women who just love the Lord, serve the Lord, and praise God. To God be the glory.
Praise God. It's the body of Christ, and obviously you've been an integral part of that body for 35 years at Evangel Home, so thank you for your faithfulness.
Thank you.
Part of the presentation tonight was there was a lot of video of the day in the life of Evangel Home, and one of the ladies featured was Carol. And Carol, you were a graduate of in what year?
1998.
And somehow back then, I guess they weren't doing pins back then for the graduates, and you never got a pin.
Correct.
So part of the video was they did a makeover and got you all gussied up, and Jerry presented you with your graduate pin from 1998.
That they did. It was exciting, and I was nervous, but it was great.
You're dealing, and I guess it's okay to mention because it was mentioned here at the banquet, you're dealing with some pretty severe health issues, aren't you?
Yes, I am. March of this year, I found out that I had cancer, and it was a blow, but God's on my side. He's helping me get through it. Not only with the cancer, but with the abuse that I dealt with as a child. So he's been there all the way.
Well, there's your prayer opportunity. Listeners of Heartline, pray for Carol, a 1998 graduate who is in the fight of her life right now.
Yes, I am. And one of the board members just told me that after hearing my story at the board meeting, decided to sign up for another 3 years.
We just never know how the stuff we're going through is a blessing to somebody else.
We never know. Wow.
So I asked them to pray for you. How would you want folks to pray for you, Carol?
To give me strength and encouragement and to be able to help someone else.
God bless you, Carol. Thank you for allowing your story to be shared tonight, and thank you for sharing your story here on the broadcast.
Thank you.
One of the ladies who was up on the platform tonight, that you presented the award for the Volunteer of the Year. You are?
I am Joyce Williams.
And what capacity do you serve in Evangel Home?
You know, I have been with Evangel Home since 1989. Oh. So my capacity started off as walking through the door at one point in 28 days. And from there, weekend house managers for 10 years. Served on the board for 1 year. And I'm still here. It's kind of like what I said the Volunteer of the Year was. I know I have a passion because God put me there.
Let's see. You're somehow affiliated with Evangel Home, aren't you?
I think so.
And your name is?
Jerry Brennan.
And you are the director.
For 25 banquets. This must be my 25th banquet. I've been here 25 years. Yeah, wow.
If I say a quarter of a century, does that make you feel even?
I don't like that. It's like I now call my hair platinum. That's okay, but quarter of a century just doesn't work.
Platinum is worth infinitely more than gold.
It really is.
Well, you can hear the folks kind of picking things up and putting the plates away and everything. What do you think? Was it a moderate success?
I think it was a wonderful success, Ken. And, you know, it's very hard for me to tell because I kind of get into what I call the banquet zone. People wave to me and I don't see them. It's like I am focused. And because this one tonight had so many pieces, it was really heavy on my brain because I thought, wow, if we don't keep all this going, it's going to be a disaster. But if God keeps it going, and I really believe he was in the details, it will be glorious. And I think it was glorious. George Temple and Helps 2 is his business. He made the video clips for us. We've been working for months. And we would probably have two storage sheds full of video that we didn't use. And we end up using 10 minutes to highlight people like the testimonies you heard. They were just awesome. And that everything we did tonight was what we do. We didn't bring in any outside speakers. We brought no musicians. It was just us. It's stuff that we do every day.
It was the Evangel Home.
It was us. A day in the life of. I'm hungry now. I can go eat my half of chicken. For anyone wondering, I don't eat at banquets because there's too much to do. And every time I think, I'll sit down and have a bite of something, someone comes up with a question. And so it's just, I'll go home and eat.
There you go.
You've earned your chicken.
I've earned my chicken.
All right. Well, wonderful, wonderful event. And the best part is hearing and seeing the lives that have been changed over the years.
It always is. I think tonight what we heard was so incredibly deep. The two women who shared their testimonies, I was amazed. The last one, Rose, is only 23. She's a baby. And to think of how that woman, I was just overwhelmed. And I know there's stories and I'm overwhelmed. And then to be able to have, a couple of the gals participate in what we do in classes, that was another way to get to some of them up there to say what they do every day. So I think it was a really good balance of everything tonight.
Congratulations on an event that was great.
Thank you. Thank you again for being here. That was great, too.
And I'm happy to let you know that anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, you can find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. Pretty simple to remember, evangelhome.org. That phone number again in the 559 area code, 264-4714. Thanks for joining us for this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.